Welcome to Fangirl Football. I'm Judy.
And I'm Lauren.
All right, we're on to the divisional round. Last week, Quentin, you warned us a little bit that we were going to see some blowouts and some lower scoring games. And yeah, that delivered.
It really did. Ever since they've led in that seventh seed, we've kind of been seeing this more and more. But hopefully we get some good competitive games. I know I'm really looking forward to the games on the slate.
I hope so. I need some higher scoring games because I was really disappointed that even the Buccaneers and the Commanders couldn't put up a bunch of points. And it was, what, a 43-point total? I think only one game hit the over last week. So
and
are we
that,
due?
The one game that hit the over was a weird one, too. Like, we had the two-point return off the, like, doink field goal, which actually was the difference between hitting the over and the under. So they could have gone a clean slate for hitting the under if it wasn't
crazy.
For some wild.
Do we get the opposite? Do we get back to average and get some overs this week?
I think so, especially at least some team overs.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's go through what went right last week in this winning lineup and kind of learn a little bit from it, because normally we stay away from two tight end lineups, but this winning lineup in this contest, scoring 177.78 points, had two tight ends. It had both Kincaid and TJ Hockenson. And I think what's happening here is when you start getting down into those lower priced ranges, then your tight ends are of value. If you want to compare Aguilar to Kincaid, then you're still getting more points with the tight ends because they're being used in these games. So it's something I think we'll probably have to consider as a way to save money, because we definitely saw last week that you needed to pay up for some of those key players like Derrick Henry and Ladd McConkey, and then you could save in other places.
Yeah, the pricing does seem a little abnormal than how like a normal or regular season week would be priced. Like, if you look at the quarterbacks, especially this week, it seems like they're a little cheaper than the typical top-end price you'd have to pay for a Daniels or a Josh Allen or Lamar, because
yeah,
they want people to have fun with these lineups and be able to play these stars. But yeah, there's not a lot of those value receivers with only eight teams left, so definitely might be looking towards a tight end to fill that flex spot.
Definitely. All right, so anything else you notice in this winning lineup, or shall we go through the games that we have for this week?
Let's go through it.
Kicking it off, Houston at Kansas City. Houston shocked me last week. Kansas City's obviously favored by 8 points, and the over-under is 42.5. I was surprised that the Texans just had everything going against a good Chargers defense last week. But this week, they get the Chiefs defense, which is rested and more difficult than the Chargers defense. Last week, they had Mixon show up finally, and he had 106 yards and a touchdown. I don't see him repeating that this week.
I'm not either. I think Kansas City's defense, I mean, they've had almost two bye weeks too, because they didn't play any of their starters their last week of the regular season. So they're going to come in very rested at home. And an 8-point spread with only 42 points really just says that Vegas thinks that the Texans are not going to move this ball.
I don't think that they do either in Kansas City. So I think this is where the train stops for the Texans. These two teams did play each other in week 16, and the Texans lost 19-27 to Kansas City. That was the game that Tank Dell got injured in. But before he left that game, he was having a great game. He had 98 yards and 6 receptions and a touchdown. What do they have to do to get Mechie into that role and maybe deliver the same? Or is this just not something that you see happening with the Chiefs having so much time off?
Yeah, the Kansas City defense is kind of known for being able to take away the number one option. That's really what they make their focus on and what they pride themselves on. So I do think we're probably going to see a lot of double bracketing of Nico and try to slow him down in his production, which really let Tank Dell thrive in their last matchup. My question is just, is anyone of that same talent? Can anyone step up in that underneath role to help out Nico? And I would maybe say Dalton Schultz. I know he's a little banged up, but at least he's a pass catcher who has been a reliable option for Stroud. But I think Stroud's going to have to run a lot more and kind of work underneath. But Mechie's really just that deep long shot. And with the KC pass rush, I just don't think he's going to have time to develop those plays.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So I don't like the scheme for the Texans. How about on the Chiefs side? Any of the wide receivers standing out? Hollywood Brown? Do you like anyone on the Chiefs?
Kelce is very interesting. It's just Mahomes and Kelce in the playoffs. It's very tempting. He's sitting there at a 5K price range. He's probably, you are paying a little bit. Everyone knows that it's Travis Kelce in the playoffs. You're not really going to be able to sneak that one. You got to pay up for it. But I think he is going to be that go-to. I think they're going to lean heavily on that running game. So Pacheco, especially, you know, he broke his leg earlier this year. And I think he came back really quickly, and he hasn't been that efficient as a runner since he's come back. But I think he's probably benefiting the most from this extra rest, like another couple weeks for his body to heal. I think he's going to be critical for that offense to function, and he's kind of a good way to get different. We have a lot of the like high-end running back talent on this slate. So if you kind of want that drop-down option, I think Pacheco is very interesting and won't get played that much.
I think so, too. And, you know, Travis Kelce, if you ever told me that you'd get Kelce for $5,000 in the playoffs, I would not have believed it. But I think this is the DraftKings pricing strategy again at work. He is the highest cost tight end, but at the same time, $5,000 is a pretty good bargain for what Kelce could produce.
Yeah, and I think Kansas City's offense is going to show up. So there's definitely some value here. I think I'm going to be looking to attack it mainly through Kelce and Pacheco, not really take the dart throws with what Hollywood Brown's going to do or Hopkins.
All right, let's move on to the Commanders at Detroit. Detroit's favored by 9.5, 54.5 point total. I don't know where to go with this. You know, all of a sudden last week, the Commanders had a defense.
Yeah, that was surprising. I definitely thought Tampa Bay was going to be able to move the ball a little bit. Washington has really been a tale of two halves of the season for them, for their defense. You know, early on, we were always players against Washington's defense. They just can't really cover anyone against on the outside. And I still think that's kind of true. They got to play the NFC East schedule and play the Dallas team without Dak. Pickett was starting for the Eagles when they played too. And they've just had kind of an easier quarterback matchup. So I think Detroit, especially another week healthier, I think both the teams that got that bye week are going to excel at home. But this one is exciting. I think Washington will be able to keep up, and it's in a dome. I think it might be the only game.
It's the only game
in a dome. So I really like that kind of shootout potential targeting this game.
I don't know if they can keep up, but I think they will keep trying to keep up. I think Detroit gets out to that good lead, and then they get sloppy and let you score points anyway. So I do like this game. I think everyone's going to like this game, though. And we get Sonic and Knuckles back together this weekend. David Montgomery missed the last three regular season games with the MCL injury. He had three medical opinions before choosing rehab over surgery. He claims he's happy with his progress and he's ready to return. Any concerns there?
Yeah, I think he's going to get some snaps. You know, he's not going to suit up and be taking up a roster spot if he's not going to get some playing time for that team. But there's just no way that coming back from this injury, he's going to see a large workload. And I think if anyone's really scared off of Gibbs because of Montgomery's role, then I want to take advantage of that. And I want to double down on Gibbs and just say this back is electric and he's going to get 80% of the snaps as clear favorites in the dome. So I'm really excited for the Gibbs matchup. And especially if people are worried off, I think it really just makes the play even better.
And I've been hearing a lot of that people are worried about Montgomery cutting into Gibbs's production and not wanting to play him and going to other backs because of that and his price. So that is definitely a good point that it could be very different. I really like Amon-Ra St. Brown in this matchup. He gets to go head-to-head with another wide receiver that was also drafted in the 2021 draft and taken ahead of him. And we all know that Amon-Ra St. Brown has a list of every wide receiver that was taken, that was drafted before him in 2021, and De'Ami Brown is one of those. So I have to believe that Amon-Ra is determined for his stat line to beat Brown's stat line.
I think he definitely will get the better of that matchup this week. De'Ami Brown kind of helped us help our lineup cash last week, but it was off of a long touchdown. And personally, I'm kind of leaning off of him as kind of a cheaper option. I like the Washington backup options behind McLaurin just as value plays, but I think it kind of leans better for Zacchaeus this week. And if I'm going to take kind of a punt option at wide receiver, it's not going to be Brown.
McLaurin?
I like McLaurin. I think it's a hard price point because just out of the number one options, I don't think he has that true ceiling. I think Monroe has probably a higher outcome. And I also like some of the options for the other teams, such as like Puka's involvement and AJ Brown. I think he's going to have a chip too. Yeah. So I haven't ended up with a lot of McLaurin. I just think he's probably a good play, but not a great.
Sounds good. You think the whole city of Detroit's just walking around all week chanting Jared Goff?
Yeah, we're going to get those Jared Goff MVP chants. I do really like him. He's probably my favorite way to attack the quarterback slot because I think a lot of people are going to be leaning towards the mobile quarterbacks when Jared Goff could have those monster games. We've seen those at home, and he lets you save a little bit of money compared to the Allens and the Jacksons.
I think we tend to forget a little bit how much he passes to his running backs. So he could throw for 4 or 5 touchdowns and still have Gibbs highly involved in that.
Yeah, I don't think if you want to play golf that it's a strike against Gibbs. It's probably just another thing because, like you said, he's such a critical pass catcher. And even the other matchups, kind of the secondary ones of Laporta and Jameson, I think one of them is going to have a great game. My lean is kind of Laporta and having those savings, and he kind of works well with that double tight end. He's at, 45? He's at 4,200. Yeah. So when you compare, would you rather have a Laporta at 4,200 who's been heavily involved, or some wide receivers around there are Keon Coleman, De'Ami Brown, Cooper, Mechie? It's like, I'd rather have Laporta's involvement. I think he has a better matchup.
Yeah, I do too. So let's move on. We've got the Rams at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is favored by 5.5, and the over-under is 43.5. Is this a defensive game? Do we get a lot of defense like we saw last week out of Philadelphia where we expected the defensive game? Can the Rams get anything going? And didn't Puka get hurt last week, but he's not showing up on any injury?
Yeah, I remember him hobbling off the field, so it's weird that he's fully good to go. And he did return back to the game and like a couple plays later, so maybe he's good. And I think it's going to be one of those things where it's like he's 100% playing, so why even put him on the injury report? But I think you take a couple of hits, and especially with his involvement, he's seeing like 8 to 10 catches a game. So that's going to wear on you against a physical Eagles defense.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'm a little worried that I pay for him and he goes out in the second quarter or something. And another injury note for the Rams was Tyler Higbee was actually taken to the hospital, and I missed that in the last game with a chest injury, but now he's expected to play. I'm kind of amazed that you can go to the hospital, get released, and you're expected to play.
Yeah.
But it's the playoffs.
It is the playoffs. This is what they've been working all year for. I do heavily lean on the Eagles. I just think their defense is so good. And while the Rams looked great last week, I mean, they've been inconsistent throughout the entire year. They've looked great some weeks, and they've kind of just disappeared. But the last time these teams played, Barkley had a monster day. Do you see any opportunity for him repeating? Are you interested in paying up for him here?
I am interested in paying up for him. I like him better than Henry this week, although I like Henry as well. And you know, if there's a way to fit them both in, I think this is probably the week to do it. I think that they're going to try to run him again, and he was just so effective. I'm a little worried that A.J. Brown, who has been showing up on the injury report and hasn't practiced, I know he's A.J. Brown, and they don't practice a lot this time of year, but he's another wide receiver that scares me that could not do a whole lot in the game due to injury. So I just like counting on my running backs in Saquon Barkley and Henry. And even if you slowed it, so yeah, he ran for what, 49 points that week in week 12 when they won. And yeah, even if you slow him down and he gets half that, it's probably going to be one of the top running backs for the week. And yeah, at this point, you know, that's, we're looking for the top players because there aren't that many of them. There are not going to be, but probably 8 to 10 players that score over 20 fantasy points. So where in other weeks we're looking to pay off that salary, you're really kind of now looking to make sure that you have those top players.
Yeah, completely agree. And it's like, with a larger sample of games, we expect kind of those higher outcomes that we got to find and dig deep. But really, it is just, we know these guys are the stars. We know the offense runs through them. I do think there is a possibility that, like, if I'm the Rams defense, I'm not letting Barkley beat me. I'm going to stack the box every play, and I'm just going to dare Hurts to win this game for them, which I do like A.J. Brown. You know, he's been reading his self-help books on the sideline. He's got his internal motivation there. And really, if they're stacking the box against Saquon and he has one-on-one matchups, he's still a dominant outside wide receiver. And I think he does have that potential to kind of blow the top off of this Rams defense. So I think it is probably a slower game. I think they'll try to run. And then if the Eagles are just kind of hitting a wall, it seems like they're always just like limping into halftime. And they have a lead because their defense is so good. But you're like watching the game and it's like, wow, they look terrible. But I think A.J. Brown could have that one play to be a difference maker.
I think so. He's motivated to do it. I loved reading that book on the sideline last week. That was really awesome to see. So
I saw the sales of that book were way up this week. It got people interested.
I think I'm going to have to look it up. Yeah, that's awesome. But we'll see what he can do. I'm just worried about the injuries. I get overly concerned with injuries. I don't want somebody playing a half. Let's go to the last game. Buffalo is hosting Baltimore. It got that reverse. Baltimore at Buffalo. Baltimore is favored by 1 the last time I checked. And over-under is 51. This is the game that we're all waiting for. Could we just call this the Super Bowl and we'd all be happy, right?
Yeah, I think this is the game of the season. We're all very excited, and then the Chiefs are going to end up winning the Super Bowl again, but at least we'll have this game in the divisional round to look back on and smile. And 51 points for an outside game, I just don't think it really gets much better for this. Do you have a lean on the game? Who's your pick first and foremost?
I like Baltimore. I think that they're going to go after Josh Allen, and I just don't feel like Buffalo has the wide receivers and the weapons that Baltimore does. If they rattled Josh Allen, and they're good at shutting down the run, they're good at shutting down running quarterbacks, which is what Allen would look to do.
This feels like the most complete Baltimore team they've had. And I mean, they've got Henry. That defense has come so far throughout the beginning since the beginning of the season, and they look great now. I'm with you. I think Baltimore beats good teams, and Buffalo's a great team, and they end up on top here.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing in this game is Baltimore's obviously down Zay Flowers. I don't think he plays again this week. I think he's got a pretty significant knee injury, and hoping that, you know, they can stay in there long enough that they could get him back. But obviously, wide receiver is their weak spot. And the way Buffalo would have to beat them is, one, contain Lamar Jackson. And I'm not really sure the Buffalo can do that. And they got to contain Derrick Henry. And I don't really think they can do that. And then they would have to, you know, put it on. They'd have to get out to a big lead and make Lamar pass.
Yep.
And I'm not buying into that story right now.
That I completely agree. It's like, in a spot where they can take a quick 14-0 lead in the first quarter, and then you're suddenly having to sub in Justice Hill and taking Derrick Henry off the field. Baltimore becomes a lot more one-dimensional, but I think it's just going to be... I think we're going to see Buffalo trying to catch up, which does make me interested in Allen's potential. You know, if you got Buffalo in catch-up mode for the entire game, then how does Allen not have a great game and bring along one of his cheap wide receivers?
I like taking a shot at Keon Coleman. He is that down-the-field threat they did in the first half of the season before Coleman got hurt. They had really good chemistry, and they had things going, and they were, you know, starting to get that production up there. And then he got hurt, and he hasn't looked the same since he came back. But maybe this is the game that they get it going again. I think that's going to have to happen for Buffalo to pull this off.
Yeah, I do like Shakir's involvement. He's just been so consistent, and 5,000 feels a little bit too cheap for just a 50-point game. It should be a back-and-forth game, and we know he's heavily involved in that offense. And then I really like Andrews kind of as another tight end option. If you want to go that way, he's just seen, he's such a red zone threat for that team and who Lamar trusts once they get down there, especially with Zay Flowers out.
Yeah, he definitely is. And he's going to be on that list of, you know, dual tight ends that we're looking at.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go look at, let's go position by position and run through this. So we obviously have Lamar, Josh Allen that we just talked about, Jane Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, CJ Stroud. I'm not loving any of those bottom ones. I oddly could buy into Patrick Mahomes, but I think there are still better options here. Like you said, I do like Josh Allen. If we want to pay up, Allen's where I think I would pay.
Yeah, I think Allen, for his price, he just seems too cheap. We know he can deliver those monster week-winning games. So, not even 8K. I think we are getting a discount here because it's the playoffs and it's a limited slate. This, and it makes it easier for like kind of a stack, too, because if we know Allen's good, all of his wide receiver options are cheap. So, we can save kind of on the back end.
Yeah, we can save over there. And of all of these games, I do feel like Allen is going to be put in that position where he has to continue to pass. You're not going to run against the Ravens. We can just, you know, take out James Cook this week. We played him last week, but no James Cook this week for me.
I agree.
All right, let's move on to, that wasn't a lot of discussion, but any other quarterback that you like on that list? I mean, last week I ended up building a lineup around 11 different quarterbacks. The only one that I didn't was Russell Wilson, who actually had a decent day, but in that loss, he still wasn't great and wasn't worth stacking, though.
I think the two other quarterbacks I have on my list are Goff and Mahomes, and they're really just easier stacking options, and Goff is playing in the highest team total game. I think that they have a great matchup against the Washington defense and really should excel, should at least put up 30 points, and you're getting a lot of that offense through Goff, and they're going to have to commit to try to stop the running game. And yeah, with Mahomes, he kind of works out well with probably like an Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce stack, and you just say, it's the Chiefs, it's the playoffs, they've had a couple weeks of bye, they're going to get it done.
They're going to get it done. I like Jaden Daniels too. They're going to be pushed. He's going to have to throw as well. So he is definitely another, you know, saves you $7,700 off of Allen. But we're going to go with Allen. He does have that running upside as well. Although I don't know that he can run very well against the Ravens. All right. Barkley or Henry or both?
I think I like Henry. Henry's kind of my lean, especially if we have Allen. I think that we're telling the story that the Ravens get up. They want to just pressure you. They want to keep that running game strong. And then Allen's always in catch-up mode every time he has the ball.
I'm good with Derrick Henry. I can agree with that storyline. I don't feel like I can count on my wide receivers, and I feel like they're cheap. So I do kind of want to pay up for another running back if possible.
Yeah.
But we can move on. I like Barkley equally as well. I also like Jahmyr Gibbs. I'll stay away from Kyren Williams and James Cook and Mixon.
I do think that Montgomery is just way too high for what I'm projecting his return to that offense is going to look like. I'd even like Eckler on the other side of the ball, that if Buffalo is just pouring it on them, they're going to be throwing to the look for Daniels is going to need that quick outlet from that running back, and Eckler could have a catch up. And I was already talking earlier how I do think they're going to lean on Pacheco if the Chiefs get up early.
Okay. I got lost there with the Eckler and Pacheco.
Yes, just some value running back options if we don't end up having enough money for the Gibbs or the Saquon.
All right, we'll save that. Let's go on to wide receivers. So we've got Josh Allen. We're going to stack him. Let's see who our wide receivers are. So Shakir, I think we have to go Shakir. He's definitely your most dependable.
I agree.
Do you want two? You want one? I'm pretty happy with Shakir.
I'm pretty happy with just one. You could throw in Coleman, but I'm willing to come back to him and see if it kind of works out that way.
So let's look at the rest of the wide receivers. Nico Collins, no, I'm staying away from Nico in Kansas City. Puka, I don't like Puka against Philly.
I don't like that injury risk.
And then we're down to Amon-Ra. The thing with Amon-Ra is they have so much talent, and who knows where it's going to go.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I like McLaurin on that. He's kind of the cheapest of that wide receiver one options, and he's been outperforming his projections all year long.
Let's do it. I like McLaurin. After that, I mean, we had AJ Brown, which we talked about, injury risk there, and Williams for Detroit. Zay Flowers, he's questionable right now. I mean, if he would play, that would be a great play, but I just don't think he's going to. He's not practicing.
What do you think about Worthy's price?
I like Worthy, and then I could definitely be talked into Hollywood Brown. Where is he? He's down here. He's only 4,200. I definitely think he is a bargain. He's 1,000 less than Worthy. You like Worthy or you like Hollywood Brown?
I think I would lean Worthy just because I think you have higher upside there with a rookie. He's been slowly getting more acclimated and getting that kind of higher route percentage. And maybe you're telling yourself the story that after a couple of bye weeks and Andy Reid scheming, he's like, oh, yeah, I have the fastest player in the field again. Let's use him.
Okay, we'll go with Xavier Worthy. I do like Hollywood Brown to save 1,000, but we'll go with Worthy. You want Kelsey, or are we going to save some money and go somewhere else?
I really like Laporta's matchup, if you're good going that way.
I can do Laporta. I like pretty much all these tight ends are great.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, even Andrews as like a flex option for if this is the high scoring game for the Buffalo-Baltimore that we think it's going to be.
Yeah. All right. So we've got an average of 4,500. We still need a running back, a flex, and a defense. Let's pop over to defense so we know how much money we're playing with. You want to pay up. If we don't pay up, what are our options? We're not going to play the Commanders, I don't think, against Detroit. Texans against Kansas City. Rams against Philly. Then we've got the Ravens against Buffalo. You don't want to do that because we've got a Josh Allen lineup. That would, if you're building a lineup that's not a Josh Allen lineup, I do like the Ravens defense, and they're the cheapest one that I would play.
I like both defenses from the Eagles, Rams. We kind of got to see the high upside that the Rams could be, and the Eagles offense just hasn't been, they haven't looked that good, and they haven't looked that complete recently. But also, Eagles dominant, and they're at home. I think they're going to have a good game against the Rams.
Let's try to put the Eagles in there. We've got an average of 5,100. Let's go back to our running backs and see who we're liking over here, trying to save some money. Or we could pay up and then go for a cheap wide receiver. We got 10,200 remaining. What if we put Gibbs in? Oh, that's only 2,500. We can't do that.
So I don't think we can afford Gibbs, unfortunately.
That knocks us down to the Montgomerys, Isaiah Pacheco, Brian Robinson Jr. or Eckler. I could go either Pacheco or Eckler in this, and of those four.
I do kind of like Eckler, and just that the story that Washington's not going to give up, but Brian Robinson's not going to be heavily involved in the game if they're down multiple scores. I think it's going to be primarily Eckler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're going to pass to Eckler. All right, we'll pop in Eckler. Now we have 5,100 for our flex spot, and that's putting us down. We could put in Kelsey. We do our two tight ends. We could get Kelsey. You know, that's what happens when you're looking at these two tight ends. We've got Kelsey at 5,000 or Rashad Bateman, and it's like, I don't want to take that chance on Bateman. I'd rather go Kelsey.
I think really my decision here would be either between Kelsey or Andrews. Do you have a lean there?
I don't have a lean. I like them both. I think that I guess I'd probably go Kelsey only because Mahomes likes to get it to Kelsey and he looks
fine. I think,
but I agree that Lamar does the same with Mark Andrews. So it's really a toss up, and we already got the defense that we wanted. So either I think is a good play.
I think I kind of want to just get a playoff game with Kelsey and have him into the lineup. I think the Chiefs are going to look good on offense. Yeah.
I think
so. I'm fine with having a couple pieces there with Worthy and Kelsey.
I could have definitely gone on that Mark Andrews train and there, but we also have Derrick Henry. So, you know, one stealing touchdowns from the other, but that's what you get when you've only got four games.
Yeah. It's okay to get weird. And it's like, normally we would not recommend multiple tight ends, but
yeah,
just with such a limited slate, and the teams that are left have great tight end options and they want to spotlight them.
They do. All right. We're going to enter that. And that does it for us for this week. So we will have a free contest. Join us in playing that. And good luck this weekend in the divisional round. And we've only got a couple more weekends of football left. That's kind of scary.
It is. I'm hoping that this is, let's get some overs and let's get some good football.
I hope we see overs this week. We're due, for sure. All right, good luck, everyone.